especially celebrating how long the company have been in existence and so on, and is offering this promotion for anyone who's lucky enough to get it, that the it's a flight for two people at €10 each, and it's to be used anytime, I think, this year or within the next year. And when you click on the link, it takes you to what it seems to be more or less a replica of Aer Lingus's site, and it asks you a number of questions about why you prefer Aer Lingus and so on. And eventually then it asks you for your card number so that they can that they can have your card number for the €10 if you won one of these promotions. So it is quite convincing, and it's very easy to be fooled by it. It's very nearly fooled by it. But the final question is, you know, how much do you have in your current account? So obviously, you know, I don't think any company would ask you that question. So that's where they've raised the flag for me, luckily. But it's out there. I think because of so many people at home these days as well, and people are online more and all that, that it's just to really let people know that that scam is going on. And I checked with Aer Lingus, and it is a scam. They have no such promotion going, so it's just to make people aware that that is happening.
And it's so unfortunate, isn't it? Because as you say, so many people are at home. A lot of people are vulnerable now, and they see a great offer, and you know, they would automatically think that, you know, I'll go for this without, you know, truly scrutinising the email. And it is, as you mentioned, so convincing.
Yeah, it's convincing. And another reason, I think, that, you know, because airlines are more or less not operational at the moment, that it, you know, it sort of made sense to me that maybe when things kick start again, that they would want a way of getting people back flying again and so on, and that there might be some sort of promotion, you know. And it's done in a way too that, you know, you might be lucky enough to get this, so it makes you think maybe, well, there's only a few people going to get these, so you know, it is believable. So it's just, again, to make people aware of it, and I'm sure there's others too trying similar scams. So people just need to check maybe with the company involved before to give any details online.